Hi, this is Terry Lee Harrison with Team Referral Network Virtual Chapters and the Own the Bank Virtual Summit, and I am so excited to welcome you to this podcast. We are very excited, Sarah Gretzinger and I, to bring you this amazing opportunity to actually come in and be part of a virtual summit coming February 19th and 20th that is going to actually help you take action, bring you the deliverables that you are looking for to, I love this, own the bank in 2020. How many of you are ready to do that? This will be a wonderful event for you to be able to gain access and hear from and learn from amazing speakers. On today's podcast, it's no exception. We're going to be introducing you to one of our speakers. And I'm just really thrilled to meet her and to be able to bring her to you. So I'm going to be introducing you to Tina Kadish. She is a freedom strategist. She has over 20 years experience in training and development and talent acquisition. She empowers professional women to create their career they love by living their purpose and creating prosperity in their life. Every woman should love what they do while monetizing their passions. Tina left corporate as a talent acquisition professional to coach other women and to create their life and business that they love. I know you are going to love meeting Tina. So Tina, welcome.
Thank you, Terry Lee. This is great to be on.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you be on. And I love it that our attendees for the summit can meet you ahead of time and learn about who you are and what you're doing so they can be totally excited to attend your session.
Yes, I am so excited to be part of this. And I love the title of the summit, Own the Bank. I love it.
Me too, for sure. I think it's something that many of us are ready for in the new year. And so I just want to share for our listeners, Tina is such a great part in addition to the summit because of what she does. She helps entrepreneurial women, corporate women. She helps them find their passion, helps them get into doing work that they love so that I want to say in my terms, Tina, you can correct me, but just so they can be on fire and have a zest for life and be in the zone of what it is they want to do and be able to just share the gifts that they have with the world. Sometimes we are not in our sweet spot, and being in our sweet spot is such a special place to be. So do you agree? You could probably put your terms on it. That's Terry Lee's terms of what you do, Tina.
Yes, and I love, too many of us are stuck in jobs. We are stressed out, burnt out, unfulfilled. We have no direction. And we go day after day just surviving instead of thriving, but really not waking up every day excited about what we are doing. And that was me many years ago when I was in my corporate job. I was just going through the motions. And when I finally got laid off is when I started to figure out what is it that I want to do for the rest of my life, because I'm not happy being stuck in a job. Mm. So I needed clarity, and that's really what a lot of us need today, is having that clarity, that focus, to really make take an action towards that, because we just sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
That's the truth.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Of course. No, it makes total sense. And it's so true. That's what holds us back. We don't know life can be different, right?
We don't. We don't think that life can be different. And we just say, well, this is what it is. And I'm just happy to have a job. I should be grateful. And
yes,
you know, yes, of course, it's good to be grateful. But if you could find something better, why not? And live your passion. Why not?
Yes. So true. You know, Tina and I were chatting a little bit before recording the podcast, and it's fun. Like, you can see how passionate we are about what we do and how excited we are. And I know Tina, I would love that for everyone to hear. Tina is someone who can help you have that. Isn't that great?
Yes. Yes, it is. I have a great tool that I offer my clients.
Yeah, so exciting, so exciting. Well, Tina, we'd love to get to know you a little bit better here on the podcast. And I know that you have three golden nuggets for us that you'd like to share. And so we'd love to hear what they are. And then we'll move a little bit more into what you're going to be talking about at the summit. But your first golden nugget, I think, is so important. And it's number one is you have to be intentional every day. So tell us a little about that.
Yes. So what we mean that with that is that it's really, we are responsible for our life. We are designing our life every day, and we need to be intentional about our life, not just winging it, not just going through every day saying, okay, well, let's see what happens today. No, we're setting intentions. One of my mentors or someone that I follow is Jack Canfield, and I've been reading his books, and one of the things he said is we are 100% responsible for our life. So when we set intentions, we are consciously designing our own life every day. Because where are we putting our intentions every day? Are we putting them on good things, or are we just winging it? Like I said, too many of us are just winging through life and we're not intentional.
You know, I have found in my life, I think you are so correct that the more intentional I am, wow, amazing how many more things you can get done, right?
Yes.
And just, yes, so that's a wonderful golden nugget. So I thank you for that. Number two is, here we go. To put your attention on your intention. Attention on intention. So tell us about that one.
Yes. So where are you putting your focus on? In other words, every day, you know, when you wake up and you're really creating an intention, are you focusing on the good things in your life? Or are you focusing on the bad things? What you focus on expands. Where are you putting your energy? Because everything is energy. Money is energy. Life is energy. So we all have challenges in our life. That's the journey of life. We're always going to have personal challenges, business challenges. But when we put our attention on the good things, more good things will come. Now, we have to take care of those challenges. I'm not saying not to, but every day being grateful and saying affirmation, what do you want to create in your life? So putting your attention on things that you want to manifest in your life.
That one's so important too. And removing from your life the things that are not in alignment with that, right?
That's right. That's right. People that are not in alignment, your career that's not in alignment. Mm-hmm. You know, life is short. Let's align our life. You know, our life and business are one, and it has to be aligned in order for us to have success and to be really happy.
So good. So good. And then your third golden nugget is probably one of the most important ones for all human beings, and it's release and let it go. Tell us about that one.
Yes, which is something that can be difficult for some people. It's we want to be in control, and I am guilty of it myself. Always want to be in control of situations, people, and the money. I mean, we always want to control, like we come from a scarcity mindset, like I need the money. When we let go and trust the process that it's going to come to us, the how is going to happen, but every day, what are we going to do to make it happen? But we have to trust the process. We have to believe, or I invite the audience, you know, you don't have to do anything. Who's listening to this, it's really, I invite you to trust the process. Believe in yourself that it can happen, having the faith that it will manifest. So really letting go, release that what is, and taking action every day. Small daily action steps moving towards your goal is very important to do.
This is all so good. And I know that everybody who's in business, or even those who are wanting to exit their corporate life and move out of it, right? We all have those moments where we feel so confident about what's happening, And then all of a sudden something will happen and I'll have a who am I moment, right? Who am I to do this, right? And we have to, yes, we just have to stay in that zone. And when that happens, bring ourselves back and trust the process and continue to have the faith. So I love it. I love all your golden nuggets. Is there anything that comes to mind right now before we move into what you're going to be sharing at the summit? Anything else, a little something you might like to throw at us?
What I want to share is that too many times, and I'm going to talk more about this at the summit, is fear. Mm. Because fear holds us back. Fear is where we put our attention a lot of the time. And we don't take action on things. We don't live our passion because of fear. And so I invite all of you who's listening to this that identify the fear that you have and why do you have this fear in whatever situation. What's holding you back in taking action to living a life with purpose?
Very good. Very, very good. So I know you said you're going to be mentioning that at the summit, but tell us if our listeners come and attend your session at the summit, what will they be hearing from you?
So during the summit, I will be sharing a lot in more depth about what I shared tonight with the Nuggets about, because this is, you know, there's another, there's three steps to living a passionate life, and it is intention, attention, and releasing them. No tension. But I'm going to go deeper into, there's seven principles to living a passionate life. And I'm going to just share one tonight is having the commitment. Mm. You know, are you committed to taking the action? And I'm going to talk also more about fear and how it prevents us from living a passionate life, like I was just saying. But during the summit, I'm going to go deeper into the fear aspect of it and the seven principles that we can apply in our daily life. And the first one is commitment.
You know, what I love about these things is that this is like the keys to be able, if we're going to own the bank in 2020, right? All the things that you're talking about are the keys, the foundation to be able to move forward and do all the other things that we need to do. So I am so excited to hear from you myself, because we can all relate. We all need Tina's message. I know that we do. And there's some piece of what she's going to say that's going to resonate with you and make a difference in your life and your business this year. So Tina, I want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast with me today. And it's such a pleasure to be able to introduce you to our people.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of this podcast.
Yes. Well, I'm excited to have you be part of all of it. So if you'd like to connect with Tina, you can do that at lifeisideal.com. And when they go to your website, Tina, what will they find?
They will be able to immediately download my 7-step blueprint to achieving freedom in their life, because it's all about achieving freedom in their life. And I'm going to have a book hopefully published in first quarter of 2020, and it's going to be Achieving Freedom in Life and Business, and there's 7 pillars.
That's great. Well, I'm excited for that too. I always love to support and acknowledge new authors. So good for you on getting your book out. So again, you can find Tina at lifeisideal.com. So in the comments and here in the podcast, you're going to find a link. Everyone, if you have not grabbed your free ticket, I want to encourage you to go grab your free ticket to the Own the Bank Virtual Summit happening on February 19th and 20th. Sarah Gretzinger from Savvy Networker Global and I are so happy to host you. Please share this event with your friends. I'm sure many of us entrepreneurs and professionals have other friends who would find that this is something that they resonate with. So we want to please share it with your friends. The sooner that you grab your free ticket, I know you might be thinking, oh, that's a long time off, but grab your ticket, because we want to invite you into our Facebook community where you can begin networking with the speakers, networking with the other attendees, hearing from us, learning learning ahead of time. There's opportunities to be had for sure by coming in and grabbing your ticket early. So let's do that and start connecting immediately. I look forward to connecting with you myself. So this is Terry Lee Harrison for Sarah Gretzinger and the Own the Bank Virtual Summit. I'm excited to see you and bring you the virtual summit that delivers.
Thank you.
Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.